So getting back to ASCO, like a lot of solid cancers and hematologic cancers now, the continuing big story has been checkpoint inhibitors. A lot of room, I think, for optimism, and certainly in terms of gastric cancer. I want to ask you about a couple of big papers. Your colleague, Charlie Fuchs, presented the KEYNOTE-059 study, the cohort one of pembrolizumab monotherapy. Can you comment on that?
Absolutely.
And in light of the monotherapy checkpoint data in general.
Absolutely. Well, our institution was the largest contributor to that study, so we actually have a lot of firsthand experience with the patients on that trial. What I will say is that probably the most noticeable sort of personal anecdote I can tell you is that you almost know within 3 weeks if this is going to work or not. You either have a patient who sort of muddles along and really nothing much changes, or suddenly they feel the best they've felt since being diagnosed with cancer. So it's almost like a Lazarus effect for some patients. Patients are almost rejuvenated. They regain their energy, their appetite. So when it really works, and we can see it very quickly, the improvements. What's more difficult is the patients who have sort of stable disease, and it's not quite certain if they're responding or not. There are sometimes questions of pseudoprogression, or even patients with stable disease who have late responses. So there is that group of patients as well. But when it works, boy, does it work, and it's amazing how long it works. On that trial now, I had, I think, 6 patients with a partial response on that trial. And I think every single one of them had a duration of response greater than a year, most of them a year and a half, and some are now getting to 2 years. So it really changes sort of your conception, even though the chances of responding to these agents is unfortunately less than we had anticipated. When it does work, it works so well that one really has to consider that as part of when you choose your next line of therapy.
So, of course, we're seeing that story, obviously, in a lot of other cancers, and sort of a bunch of general questions always come up. You mentioned the prolonged responses that are so exciting. Have you had any patients where you stopped the therapy? I don't know what this particular trial called for.
2 years.
2 years.
Have 2 years. So we're coming up on that for a few patients. I already have patients asking me, so what are we going to do? What's going to happen? Can I come off the study and pay for the drug myself? And, you know, I think the issue really is this is completely different than cell cycle poisons, and we really don't know if you really need 2 years. I mean, maybe you only need 3 months of therapy or 6 months of therapy. After all, the theory is that you're just upregulating the immune system and uncovering these cancers that are hiding, and does it really require ongoing therapy? And I think that that's a very important question. Particularly in these economic times, will need to be answered.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds weird, but I remember hearing that story coming out with breast cancer with tamoxifen and people, you know, not knowing, and they get out there and they're doing great and they don't mind getting treated. And of course, obviously a little different with this kind of a treatment, but similar. I have heard a number of cases in different cancers of people who had autoimmune complications that required them to stop therapy so prematurely. A number of cases I've heard of, people did well.
Yeah. So I always tell the patients that when they have an autoimmune reaction, that they actually have a very high chance of responding. And often they respond after they come off treatment. And even they've been given high-dose steroids, which in theory is terrible for the immune system. But some people actually feel that there may be an advantage to giving steroids to these patients. But the bottom line is that patients who come off for autoimmune phenomenon can do very well and can have long durations of response.